This year, Guilford High School bought more than 900 volumes of encyclopedias, textbooks, and collections of fiction. That would be $120,000 worth of traditional reference books. But librarian Sally Sessler says that's not what she paid for them.
And they offered it to high schools for this price, for just under $10,000. This was a really good deal. It was like the best deal ever.
That's because all of those new books are in electronic form. 16 school districts pooled their buying power to drive down the price for the buy, which is the first of its kind in New Hampshire.
Rome was one major empire, so the Forum in the city of Rome was the most important place.
Anna Barksdale is walking her ninth graders through using the e-books library to do research on ancient Rome. The kids can type in search terms and scan through the virtual library, just like Google. But as freshman Jacob Forrest will tell you, the information he's finding is a lot more reliable.
With Google, you might get some stuff that's hard to cite and it might not be easy to understand. And with this, so basically all this is true because it's right out of a book.
Presumably it's sometime in the 10th grade that Forrest will learn that not everything you read in books is true. The promise of e-books in schools doesn't stop with research projects. Again, librarian Sally Sessler.
Our goal is 5 to 10 years, I don't think you'll be seeing many textbooks anymore in paper and hardcover, simply because they're very expensive. They're over $100 for most textbooks now, and kids lose them like crazy. And they also get trashed and everything else.
Sessler says the school can spend $40,000 to $70,000 a year on textbooks. She thinks with the money that could eventually be saved by going to e-textbooks, the school could buy each new student a Nook or a Kindle.
And all their textbooks would be loaded onto that e-reader for them. You know, and so instead of carrying around these backpacks that weigh 50 pounds, bigger than the kids, you know, we're going to give them an e-reader. And that e-reader will have everything on it that they need for their day.
If this is all starting to sound a little too good to be true, just wait. The possibilities get even more exciting.
You also have the DIY textbook.
Rebecca Miller is the editor-in-chief of the School Library Journal, which tracks school library trends and e-books. She says when you start going digital, teachers can create their own textbooks, patching together pieces from other textbooks, magazine articles, or anything really.
That, in quote, textbook can have an article from the New York Times. It'll be very diverse and can be very nimble and timely. That's a benefit.
So, of course, you're asking, what's the downside?
The challenge is actually having the time to do it. Teachers have no time. Schools are under so much pressure on their budgets.
Teachers are already being pulled in 1,000 directions by the various efforts to reform the way they do their job, and taking time to craft your own textbook each year is probably pretty low on the priority list. Sessler notes that just getting teachers at Guilford High School to use the new e-reference library she's bought is tough enough.
You know, you always have those guys who are like, been doing this for 20 years, not changing.
And as for buying all digital textbooks, schools perhaps won't see the huge savings there that they get with reference books. That's because unlike dictionaries and encyclopedias, schools already are buying many copies at a time, so publishers can and will charge more. And even if it makes financial sense, buying more tech gadgets could be a hard sell to taxpayers. Public schools tend not to be early adopters. But as teacher Anna Barksdale reminds us, even though schools might be slightly behind the rest of society, they're still changing very fast.
Yeah, it's like, it's mind-blowing. I think about it, I graduated in 99, and that's like, we were just using word processing, and it was like the huge thing, and we started using the internet for research, and now it's like crazy to think how far it's come.
For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.